Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. Especially when we get a chance to introduce you to our good friend Tom Hegna. Tom is a member of our Brain Trust. He is he's a certified life underwriter and other titles on the end of his name. He helps his clients with their retirement planning and also their estate planning. He's the author of Paychecks and Playchecks, Retirement Solutions for Life, and his name is Tom Hegna. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's nice and early in the morning here out in Arizona.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Tom. Let's talk about, you know, what's interesting to me is I logged a little more than half of my life, or I should say most of my life, I should say, in the 20th century. I was in the marketplace there for a number of decades. And I saw, I was on the tail end of the sort of the period when if you had a job working for a corporation, you were sort of adopted. The corporation provide you with a job and a pension and health care for life. And then all that started coming apart at the end of the 20th century, and people started focusing, the system started shifting more towards individual responsibility, being, you know, the company contributing, but the individual contributing as well. And we're still in the, kind of in that transition stage right now, aren't we? Getting society used to being responsible more for their own retirement. What do you think, Tom?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate because everybody loves a pension and everybody loves lifetime health care, but the reality is with people living longer and the longevity, it's just not feasible.
That's right, and the population sizes, the generational sizes, it's just not, as you say, it's just not financially, it just doesn't work. It won't cash flow, and so we've got to do a lot of things more individually. And but we find ourselves, don't we, Tom, in this transition period, and I think we're still in that transition period, even though people with pensions, you know, it's been a long time since anybody started a business, started working for a company, and they had a pension promised to them. It's been several decades. We're still, I think, in a transition period, aren't we?
Yeah, well, and that's kind of why I wrote the book, Paychecks and Playchecks, because, you know, people still want that guaranteed paycheck for life. And I also say it's just as important to get a guaranteed playcheck for life. And so, you know, what I try to share in the book is that, you know, that happy ending doesn't have to be just a fantasy. It can actually be a reality for you, and that you can get those guaranteed paychecks and guaranteed playchecks for life. It's just that, you know, nobody else is really going to provide it for you. You've got to take action on your own, but there are companies out there, primarily insurance companies, that will give you that guaranteed paycheck for life.
Right. What would be an example of something like that?
Well, you know, the nice thing about the guaranteed paychecks that you get from an insurance company is that the older you are, the more mortality credits that you get paid and the higher the paycheck. So, you know, somebody who's in their 70s or 80s can still get guaranteed 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15% payouts for the rest of their life. And a lot of people aren't aware of
from an annuity?
Yes, from a lifetime income annuity. Some companies would call them a single premium immediate annuity.
Right.
But they are guaranteed paychecks for life, and you know they're the equal and opposite of a life insurance policy.
But you got to start paying those in real early, though, right, for that to work.
Well, you can.
I mean,
buy
you can't
them.
Start that in your 60s, right?
No, you can. You, but I mean, you got to have a lump sum of money. You know,
yeah.
the thing
you
got to
fund. You got to fund the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I say in the book, you got to start early and save. You know, people used to say, oh, you should save 10%, you know, of your income per year. 10% is not enough, Jim. 10% was okay when you had a pension. But if you don't have a pension, 10% will not get you there. You know, you really got to start at 15%. And I say, you know, once you get into your 50s, once the kids are out of the house, you really got to move that up to towards 25% of your income to go into savings.
And a lot of people, that I mean, that takes a lot of the breath away for a lot of people, doesn't it, when you tell them that much?
Well, but, you know, I don't know what, Jim, there are a lot of people who save that much. There are. You know, it's just we're in a society that rewards people for driving brand-new cars and having big houses and living this lifestyle that looks good.
Right.
But beneath it, there's no foundation.
Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Tom. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more about this and some estate planning. Stay with us. 20 till.
I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.